Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A year before the United States entered World War I, cars were already making an impact on the country. It was 1916, and the three-day 4th of July celebration in Ashland drew 60,000 visitors. Not everyone owned a car in those days, yet Ashland reserved a field big enough for 2,000, and there was a free auto campground. Visitors arrived on paved roads and highways and by passenger train, 7,000 from Medford alone. Ashland did not allow cars in the parade because they tended to overheat and stall, blocking the streets until being pushed aside. When that happened, some jeers of, "Get a horse!" were heard. But on the highway coming to Ashland, it was more serious. On that weekend, there were 6 accidents reported between Medford and Ashland alone. One involved a car trying to pass a horse and buggy. Another car that was carrying several nurses to the parade rolled over into a creek bed. Other drivers simply lost control and ran their cars off the road. Amazingly, no one was injured, and all made it to the parade. Today's episode of As It was written by Sharon Bywater, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.